KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have snow flurries here in Atlantic. It's 33 degrees. We'll look for occasional flurries this morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high of 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Creston Tuesday afternoon arrested a man on a meth-related charge. 29-year-old Julian Allison of Creston was arrested at 1100 West Adair on a charge of possession of a controlled substance with the intent to sell or manufacture methamphetamine over 5 grams. Allison was being held in the Union County Jail on a $25,000 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Tuesday said a Nebraska man was arrested Sunday evening following a traffic stop. 28-year-old Anthony Rico Rhodes of Omaha was stopped for speeding and found to be driving while license suspended with 7 withdrawals in effect. Rhodes was also wanted on a Pottawatomie County warrant for probation violation. He was being held at the Montgomery County Jail for Pott County authorities with bond set at $2,000. Elsewhere in Western Iowa News, a man accused of firing at a Woodbury County Sheriff's deputy has been charged with attempted murder. Authorities say 24-year-old Melvin Spencer of Sioux City was charged and is being held on $250,000 bail. A deputy tried to pull over a vehicle carrying Spencer and another man at around 3:30 a.m. Sunday. The chase ended when the vehicle stopped just south of the Sioux Gateway Airport. Authorities say one or both men then opened fire at the deputy, who shot back. The other man was injured during a shootout and was hospitalized. His name has not been released. The deputy and Spencer were not injured. Authorities say Spencer fled on foot but was caught a few hours later. The second month of this year was quite a roller coaster ride in the weather department. There were a couple of big snowstorms in Iowa, but state climatologist Terry Hilliker says most Iowans will remember this past February for an extended period of unusually warm temperatures between the 16th and 22nd.
Every single day, 7 days in a row there, somewhere in Iowa, got up to 70 degrees or higher, the highest being 79 degrees at Ottumwa. That came the last day of that streak on the 22nd. And prior to this year, we've never had more than 4 days in the 70s in the state.
In Atlantic, our average high for the month was 48.8 degrees, which was 13.4 degrees warmer than normal. For the entire month, the preliminary statewide average temperature was 34.4 degrees.
Which would be 10.4 degrees warmer than the February average. And preliminarily, that would be the third warmest February in 145 years of records.
It could end up being the second warmest February on record once all the numbers are tallied. The warmest month of February ever recorded in Iowa was in 1954, with a statewide average temperature of 35.5 degrees. The second warmest was 1998 at 34.8 degrees. There were also some very cold temperatures across the state last month, with the coldest recording at Little Sioux, which hit 3 degrees below zero on February 9th. The coldest day in Atlantic was February 8th at 3 degrees above zero. The average low here was 23 degrees. The Harrison County town of Little Sioux also racked up the most snowfall over the month with 13.6 inches.
Although the biggest single amount in a single storm was just last week's event, where he did have 12.5 inches reported near West Bend and also a foot of snow at Algona with that event.
Little Sioux was hit by a snowstorm on February 8th that covered most southern Iowa, and the blizzard last week that pounded northwest and north central Iowa. Snowfall in Atlantic for the month amounted to 7.4 inches. Melted snow and rain combined to make for 1.25 inches or 1.25 inches of liquid precipitation. Many areas of southern Iowa have received less than 6 inches of snow this entire winter. Meanwhile, snowfall totals over the northern half of the state are well above normal.
Some places close to 40 inches of snow so far this winter up in north central Iowa, while along the Missouri border, many areas are only 3, 4, maybe 5 inches is all there's been this winter.
The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing this morning in Greenfield during their regular weekly meeting. During that session, which begins at 9 o'clock in the supervisors' boardroom at the courthouse, there will be years of service awards and coffee, followed at 9:30 by a public hearing on the fiscal year 2018 Adair County budget. Other discussion and or action items on their agenda include resolutions with regard to compensation, budget approval, and the Southern Iowa Council of Governments. The board will also act on signing the fiscal year 2018 budget, the FY 2018 fund balances, a capital project plan, a transfer resolution, courtyard use permit, township clerk wages, and health insurance renewal. And then at 9:45 this morning, Tom McGovern, assistant to the engineer, will present to the board approval for two new hires as motor grader operators, his resignation as assistant to engineer, and a report on maintenance and activities in the secondary roads department. The Cass County Master Gardeners will present their annual Spring Garden Seminar on March the 18th at the Atlantic High School. Registration begins at 8:30 with a program to begin at 9. The featured keynote speaker for the day is Kelly Norris, who's director of the Horticulture Center at the Des Moines Botanical Center. 10 workshop topics are lined up for the day, with participants able to attend 3 breakfast or breakout sessions, that is, of their choice. The day will feature rolls and coffee to start the morning and a sandwich luncheon. Garden vendors show and a great opportunity to network with old and new friends as we prepare for the 2017 gardening season. Now, the seminar is open to all interested gardeners, no matter their level of experience. Participants are not required to have completed Master Gardener training to attend, but Master Gardeners who attend the full-day event will be given 5 credit hours toward their continuing education requirements. The cost for the event is $35, including all meals and keynote materials. Some hands-on workshops, though, may have additional materials fees, which is payable on the day of the seminar. A full list of all the breakout sessions, a schedule for the day, and a printable registration form are all available online at www.iastate.edu/CASS. Or they can be picked up at the Cass County Extension office here in Atlantic. Brochures are also available at many local businesses with a full schedule and registration form. The early registration deadline is Friday, March the 10th. Registrations must be postmarked or dropped at the Cass County Extension office by that date in order to be eligible for door prizes. In addition, organizers encourage attendees to register early for the best selection of breakout sessions as they fill up on a first-come basis. Registrations are also welcome after March the 10th and up to the day of the garden seminar on the 18th, including walk-in registrations being taken at the door. And the Young Professionals of Atlantic organization will host the 4th Annual Awards and Luncheon Gala, dessert gala, that is, on April the 28th, and are seeking community-wide nominations for the awards. The awards are designed to recognize the achievements of young professionals who demonstrate a commitment to excellence and innovation in their profession and within the community. And those awards are open to any young professional that is between the ages of 21 or 41 years as of January 1st, and they must either work or reside within Cass County. The young professionals will be nominated for their excellence in the categories of newcomer, entrepreneur, business leader, and public servant, and there will be one Young Professional Choice Workplace Award given. The winners for the Young Professional Awards in last year included Christina Bateman, Public Servant of the Year, Nick Harris, Newcomer of the Year, Megan Roberts, Entrepreneur of the Year, Tim Cabell, Business Leader of the Year, and TS Bank as Choice Workplace of the Year. Go to www.atlanticiowa.com to download a nomination form or pick one up at the Chamber office on North Chestnut Street. Either way, the forms must be submitted by Tuesday, March 21st at 5 p.m. The nominations will then be reviewed by a selection committee. And results from a monthly survey of business supply managers suggest that manufacturing is boosting economic conditions in 9 Midwestern and Plains states. The Mid-America Business Condition Index report released Wednesday today says the overall economic index for the region rose to 60.5 in February from 54.7 in January. It's the highest figure since April 2014 and the 4th monthly increase in a row. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says that the increases point to improving regional manufacturing economy. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.